We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, honoured viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendo Sat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Croatia and China continue to enhance relations. In humanitarian news, the International Committee of the Red Cross helps reunite families in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In animal welfare news, Johnny the Donkey enjoys a new home at a refuge in Northern Ireland. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 21st, acclaimed conductor Sir George Schulte was born in 1912 in Budapest, Hungary. He is among the most highly regarded conductors of the second part of the 20th century. Knighted in the Order of the British Empire, Sir George is famous for his vibrant and touching interpretations of operas, symphonies, and other celebrated works by renowned composers such as Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Ludwig van Beethoven, Franz Schubert, and Richard Wagner. For his exceptional talent, he received 31 Grammy Awards, more than anyone in history. Sir George also found much joy in working with young musicians, giving them guidance as well as financial assistance. May Sir George Schulte's many incredible recordings continue to bring enthrallment to music lovers throughout the world.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Nigeria. Since the start of a monsoon season at the end of August, particularly intense rains in southwestern Nigeria have caused at least 20 fatalities and displaced thousands in the Ibadan City area. Many homes and vast amounts of farmlands were also submerged, along with hundreds of vehicles.
With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 and asked that our nearby association members please bring aid and comfort to the most vulnerable. This amount could acquire $198,000 in emergency supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Nigeria's cost of living. Our association's relief team from Benin travels to Nigeria's Ogun State as soon as conditions permitted, covering their own travel and related expenses of $850. In cooperation with the Nigerian Red Cross Society and Ogun government officials, they prepared food packages that included rice, semolina, tomato sauce, and salt to deliver along with mattresses to approximately 1,000 families. The affected residents also received SOS flyers explaining the organic vegan solution to climate change.
Supreme Master Qinghai, help us, and they give us some food items and mats to sleep. So I'm so happy.
Just fortunate that you came around at this crucial moment. It's my prayer that the Lord will help you. Your organization will continue to move forward, and people really appreciated your coming.
Particularly myself, I really appreciate it, the material given to us.
Our thankfulness, Nigerian officials and Nigerian Red Cross Society, for your helpful efforts, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt aid and our association's relief team for their caring work. We pray for the Nigerian people's safe recovery to their regular daily lives, and that such calamities are eased through our gentler treatment of the environment.
Earthquakes strike Indonesia, Mid-Atlantic Ridge, Easter Island, and Hawaii, USA. On Wednesday morning, October 19th, Indonesian seismologists reported a magnitude 5.0 quake centered 133 kilometers northeast of Kupang in East Nusa Tenggara province.
Also that day, a shallow 5.2 magnitude tremor rumbled undersea in the southern mid-Atlantic ridge, 536 kilometers north of the volcanic group of islands of Tristan da Cunha.
A magnitude 5.1 quake then hit in the Easter Island region of the Pacific, 639 kilometers northwest of Hangaroa, followed by a series of tremors that struck off the northern coast of Hawaii, USA. With the first measuring 4.5 on the Richter scale, another four aftershocks came soon after, along with a swarm of smaller seismic events. Local media reported that the jolts were felt in Waimea, Waikoloa, Pohakuloa, and Kona, with pictures falling from walls and rooms shaking in Waimea. Fortunately, there were no initial reports of damage or injuries from any of the events, and no tsunami warnings were issued.
We are thankful for the diligent monitoring and for the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions. May such potential disasters quickly be curbed through our striving for kinder stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish and birds.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Với đêm thâu này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh hãy ngậm cười trên suối, dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly, cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở, chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm, hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lật lây. Này đêm tối xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn vào nhân thể chốn u trầm, ngừng trăn trở cho hồn ta bất động vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiền âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt khuấy cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diện mục bản lai. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo, ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát thiên thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo, mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trong luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa,
nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 460. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
First 200 French soldiers withdraw from Afghanistan as part of French President Nicolas Sarkozy's efforts to bring 25% of the country's 4,000 troops home by the end of 2012. An initial 200 departed on Wednesday, October 19th. The efforts of France are also part of a larger plan for most international combat troops to transfer security to Afghan troops and depart from the country by the end of 2014. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is currently in Afghanistan for talks with President Hamid Karzai and other officials on finding a dialogue-based solution to end conflict in the country. We salute President Sarkozy for your decision of peace and appreciate the diplomatic efforts of the United States, wishing the soldiers of France and all countries a soon return to the loving companionship of family and friends, as we pray that harmonious relations prevail in Afghanistan and nations across the globe.
Russia signs accord with 7 former Soviet states. In a meeting held in St. Petersburg on Tuesday, October 18th, visiting representatives from Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Armenia, Kyrgyzstan, Moldova, and Tajikistan signed a free trade pact with Russian delegates intended to promote closer economic integration amongst their nations. Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, and Turkmenistan also indicated that they would consider joining before the end of the year. The agreement, which is now set to be ratified by the respective countries' parliaments, will also remove export and import tariffs on a number of items, thus lowering prices and creating better business conditions. Kudos, Russia and all participating nations, for your agreement that benefits fellow citizens. May the people of all your nations flourish in friendship, prosperity, and peace.
Philippine journalist remembered. Radio commentator Daturoy Quijada Gallego of Mindanao passed away on October 14th after succumbing to gunshot wounds while traveling in Mindanao's Surigao del Sur province on his motorcycle. Mr. Gallego, an indigenous Manobo who was also chief of that tribe and president of the Bayanihan Council of Datus in Caraga region, had been a vocal radio host for 2 different stations. He was known for his candid views in support of indigenous peoples, as well as their objection to mining protected lands. Our sorrowful condolences to the family and admirers for the untimely loss of Mr. Daturoy Quijada Gallego, whose courageous presence and leadership will surely be missed. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's divine light and love.
Save our planet. Medical experts in the UK warn of impending climate change threat. Sponsored by the British Medical Journal, a conference that opened in London on Monday, October 17th, focused on the concerns of participating physicians, environmental health experts, and other public figures. those attending released a statement saying that climate change is creating an immediate, serious, and escalating threat to the health and security of people across the globe.
They also released a set of recommendations for governments to implement in showing a stronger commitment to mitigating climate change. As Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change, Chris Huhne spoke of the need for such actions to protect people not only in the United Kingdom and Europe, but across the world. Lord Michael Jay, chair of the British Health and Medical Aid Agency, Merlin, stated, "Climate knows no frontiers."
Our sincere appreciation, Secretary Huhne, Lord Jay, and colleagues, for your concerned voices on behalf of fellow citizens everywhere. May we all act now to save lives and restore our shared planetary home.
Save our planet. As announced at a press briefing on October 19, 2011, Denmark pledges a $135 million donation to Orlac or Vietnam for the transfer of green technologies such as solar and wind energy that will also support the Southeast Asian nation's goal of reducing greenhouse gases.
Warning news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service on October 11, 2011, orders a California company to recall approximately 377,775 pounds or 171,356 kilograms of ground beef products due to possible contamination with the potentially lethal bacteria E. coli.
Tuppy the Grasshopper, enjoying my vegan lifestyle. I'd like to tell you about a bank card safety tip. It's possible you can receive a text message with information about your credit or debit card. It's a good idea to contact your bank directly rather than the number listed in the text to ensure the security of your account. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
News, Croatia and China continue to enhance relations. His Excellency Luka Babic, President of the Parliament of Croatia, expressed his country's appreciation of China's dedication to peaceful development, reports Xinhua News Agency of China. The nations have achieved productive bilateral cooperation in economic and cultural sectors, among others. China and Croatia first established their diplomatic friendship 19 years ago. Congratulations, Your Excellency Luka Babic, Croatia and China, for your commitment to mutual support. May all lands prosper as they work together for the betterment of cherished citizens.
In humanitarian news, the International Committee of the Red Cross, or the ICRC, helps reunite families. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the ICRC has rejoined 74 youths with their families after they had been separated during an earlier time of lack of harmony in the nation. Volunteers from the Central African country assisted the ICRC in two operations to bring parents and children together. For one plan, the ICRC sent aircraft to several provinces to pick up the young people and take them to where their relatives are currently living. Since the start of 2011, the ICRC has aided 145 children in getting back to their families. Our sincere gratitude, International Committee of the Red Cross, for your caring efforts to reconnect loved ones. May all live in safety and security in a world filled with peace. Up next on Noteworthy News, Johnny the Donkey thrives with medical care given at a sanctuary. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Stay tuned for more elevating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerned news for a caring world. In animal welfare news, Johnny the Donkey enjoys a new home at a refuge in Northern Ireland. When found in the Mourne Mountains, the 10-year-old abandoned donkey could barely walk because his hooves were so overgrown. Johnny was taken by police officers involved in the rescue to the Donkey Sanctuary in Northern Ireland, where he was given medical care. Mr. Alan Andrews, the Donkey Sanctuary's regional welfare officer, said, "He is a lovely donkey and we are pleased to see that he is already making a good recovery. Our heartfelt appreciation, Donkey Sanctuary, on your tender care of the beautiful donkey. We wish you a future of happiness, health, and safety. Kind-hearted Johnny."
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Shanghaiese entitled Violin Practice.
And now for our viewers' heartline on naturalist Steve Brill introduces Nature's Gifts edible and medicinal wild plants on healthy living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I attended one of his walks. Great fun, practical information. Great work, Steve. Viewer from the United States.
Greetings, friend from the United States. It's lovely to hear from you. Naturalist and author Mr. Steve Brill has a wealth of information on the many plants that contribute to our well-being. With our best wishes and heaven's blessings to you and the forward-thinking people of the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with the gifts of faith and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a humanitarian aid donation of more than $4.5 million sent in September, China pledges an additional $5 million, along with sending a 50-member medical team to assist in the recovery of flood-affected residents in Pakistan.
With over 50 years of diplomatic ties between their countries, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and visiting Laotian President Chumali Sayoson discuss further cooperation and sign agreements in areas that include trade, tourism, healthcare, and cultural exchange.
The U.S. House of Representatives approves the Protect Life Act, which prevents insurance plans from covering abortions for those receiving federal subsidies, with the bill being sent next for a vote by the U.S. Senate.
Hong Kong's chief executive, Sir Donald Tsang, reports on the government's plans to provide support for rising house and food costs by offering several months free rent and electricity to citizens in need, along with £8 million donated for food aid and transport.
Already receiving popular acclaim as it embarks on a U.S. tour is the documentary Vegucated, which follows three self-professed meat lovers through a six-week journey as they strive to be vegan and learn both disturbing and enlightening facts about the sources of food and how it affects our health, animals, and the planet.
the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, offers assistance in protecting for the flood-affected World Heritage Site in the ancient Thai city of Ayutthaya, saying that it will donate funds for the area's restoration.
The U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief donates $56 million, its largest amount ever, to a five-year UN World Food Program to provide 375,000 patients in Ethiopia with vital nourishment that also boosts the effectiveness of their medical care.
British literary and human rights organization PEN honors both British writer-director David Hare and acclaimed Italian author Roberto Saviano with the 2011 PEN Pinter Prize for their brave and forthright approach in describing contemporary events.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.